Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur. Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time, I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Hi, overcomers. It's Lynn. Glad to be here with you today. Today, we're going to be talking about 10 steps, 10 additional steps, 10 red flags in a relationship that you can look out for. We're not diagnosing, disclaimer, right? We're not diagnosing if somebody's a narcissist, right? We're not, that's reserved for psychotherapists and professionals, if you will, right? So we're looking for repeated patterns of offense, if you will, right? So last week I released a video, red flags, and we did 10. And today we're going to do part two, which is 10 more, right? So these questions are meant to be deep, right? Granted, you might be able to answer them in 5-10 seconds, which is fine and perfect and wonderful. But what I would like you to do is to think about the questions and allow yourself to go deep with it, right? So pause and maybe even extract knowledge from just a wider source and just really think about it, right? And so we want to assess the red flags that we may see, something that's repeated, it's over and over again. I think one of the technical terms I run into is chronic, right? So is it chronic behavior? It's been going on for a long time. It's not a one-off situation, right? So these are the things that we want to look for and evaluate in our relationship for red flags. Now, the article I posted says spouse, right? But it could, you know, it could be relationship partner, significant other, fill in the blank, right? Friends, colleagues, right? So whoever the opposing party is, just fill in the blank, right? And so let's go through these questions. I've got 10 laid out here for you, and sounds good to me. Okay, so the first is, are you falsely accused, right? And second, part B to that is, are you starting to believe these false accusations? So these accusations could be anything from your spouse, significant other saying something to you falsely, you know, I feel you're cheating on me, they say, right? So it puts you on the defensive. You have to explain yourself. No, I'm not cheating. No, I'm not doing this, right? So whatever it is, are you falsely accused often by your significant other, right? Has this been going on and on and on and on, right? So that's number one. Second part of that is, are you starting to believe these false accusations? So after time, you get worn down, right? And the brain starts to do a shift and we start to believe the very things, right? So maybe that hasn't happened quite yet, and I hope it never does, right? But the first part, really, are you falsely accused over and over, ongoing? Second, are you starting to question your own reality, right? So when the narcissist in our life says things there's a twist on reality, right? So I'm just going to make up a scenario. So the sky is blue, the sky is blue, right? But the narcissist comes in your life and says, no, the sky is green, the sky is green. Don't you know the sky is green? The sky has always been green. Are you colorblind, right? So they put you down, they twist it around, right? So that's the same type of scenario that they use to have you question your own reality. So think for a moment, are you faced with some questions that are causing you to really think about yourself and what's going on in your own reality? Now, the example I gave is rather trivial, you know, the sky, right? So in your life, there's another, there's something else, right? That's more relevant to your situation that I want you to think about with that question, right? Next, third, do you feel alone in your relationship with your spouse, right? Maybe you're the one who is running the house, doing everything there. Maybe you're the financial breadwinner in the house. Maybe you're the one who's doing the chores, handling the kid, right? You have all the responsibility on you, right? You feel you need a helpmate, right? Somebody who can help you do things around the house and have shared responsibility. So think about that for a moment. Do you feel alone? But alone also in the sense of, do you feel you have somebody who you can confide in? Is there somebody who you could talk to about the situation that you're faced with and that they would understand? A lot of times when in a relationship with a narcissist, they shut the door, so to speak, on other relationships. There's an isolation that occurs. And which brings about feelings of being alone. So think about that. Do you feel alone in your relationship with your spouse? Next, are you afraid to call your spouse out on things for fear of retribution? Right? And this can be anything from sharing your opinion. You know, do you like this? You know, somebody were to ask you, do you like X? And if you were to share your opinion, you may get in a situation for fear of retribution, right? You don't want to speak out. You want to be silent, right? Because the narcissist has done something to make you feel uncomfortable, so much so that you fear in speaking out, right? So now you are afraid to call your partner out, and it could be for little things, right? But no matter what it is, you choose to remain silent because it's the safer option. Next, does your spouse go into a narcissistic rage when asked point blank questions? So the narcissistic rage is something that if you've ever experienced it, it's something that you really only want to experience once, right? Because it's not very pleasant. And for those of you who know what I'm talking about, we'll just leave it with that, right? But if you're significant other, right, goes into a rage at a simple request. Maybe you're say something like, can you shut the light off in the other room, right? Something simple, something trivial. And then the response you get is a narcissistic rage at your request, right? So does this happen with your relation in your relationship? Next, has your spouse tried to get you fired from your job? So think about this for a moment. They may do some uncanny things and get the attention of your boss. So is there something that's going on, right, where you feel your boss, your significant other is trying to get you fired or to have you lose your job, right? Next, are your thoughts and feelings not validated by your significant other? So in a healthy relationship, typically the other partner will validate, right? So if you say something like, you know, whatever it is, I don't feel well today. I'm sorry. What seems to be the problem, right? You want to make the other party feel heard and understood. So a lot of times in a relationship with a narcissist, they lack validation. They lack validating their partner, right? It just doesn't exist. It goes under the lack of empathy in a relationship, right? They don't have the empathy. They cannot see things from the other perspective. So they don't validate. And you can also feel very alone when that occurs over and over and over again, right? So Is that going on in your relationship? Are your thoughts and your feelings not validated by your significant other? Number 7, does your significant other put down your accomplishments, if acknowledged at all? Maybe you just got a raise. Maybe your friend just invited you on a trip to Mexico, right? There's some great things that are going on in your life that you would love to be a part of, right? But then does your spouse say, oh, you don't deserve that. Oh, you can't go there because I have this obligation, right? Are they putting traps in your way so that you cannot do these things? Do they put you down? Do they belittle you? Those are red flags. That is exactly the objective of this 1 through 10 red flag conversation. So does your spouse put down your accomplishments if they acknowledge them at all? Right? Do you feel discredited? A lot of times when you share your opinion about something, do they come in right behind you and discredit and try to discredit everything that you've just said over and over again, right? Does this happen often? That's what we're looking for, a repeated pattern. And lastly, does your spouse apologize or your significant other apologize with empty apologies and no change in behavior, right? Do they mouth the words, I'm sorry, right? But it has no merit and no value and no meaning behind it, right? And there's no action. Does that occur? So these questions are deep, and I'd love to hear your feedback, right? What do you think about these questions? Has it been helpful, right? I will drop the link to this in the description and drop a comment. I'd love to hear from you, and we'll talk soon, and I'll follow up on the next video here shortly. All right. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn signing off.